Right now, though, it is time to bring in Mike Causey at Check On Sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this Friday morning?
I'm good.
All right. So I was watching the baseball game. I didn't stay up for the second game. I did watch the first game. And it was, once again, one of those things. You can't explain it in baseball how a team can be completely shut down for 8.5 innings. And
you
then
can't explain it.
Explain it to me, because you're a pitcher.
They change pitchers that are successful.
I know.
Well, if you use six pitchers, there's a very good possibility one of them won't have it.
Yeah,
and the one that didn't have it was the one that they needed to have it in the last inning.
They almost blew it.
Gave up three runs. They were lucky that they didn't give up more than two runs in the top of the ninth inning. They were really lucky about that. That it was a just things went their way, even though they were losing it. And Milwaukee only scored two runs until the 10th inning on a two-run homer in the third inning. So they were real lucky to get it.
Now,
you can't take pitchers out that are getting people out.
I know, it's crazy.
Because sooner or later, it's going to explode on you. And that's what happened to them yesterday. They were lucky to win.
I thought that ball was hit a little bit of the line that came down.
That was foul.
That was foul? All right.
That was foul. Right. Yep. I mean, a dirt kicked up onto the line from where the impact was, but the ball never hit the line, and I thought it was foul right from the get-go.
All right. Well, it was something, because had that fallen, it would be a whole different story.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it was a good game. It was a 2-0 game. 2-0 is nothing. Any inning, you can score two runs or more. So that was a good game. That was the cliffhanger type of game. And the Dodger game, that was just garbage. It was 6-0. It was a game where I was flipping the channel more than I was watching the game. I just hate watching the Dodgers. They're a boring team, and their fans stink, and I just hate the Dodgers.
So those two series are off now. Who do we have playing today?
Everybody.
Everybody's playing today.
Everybody's playing today. Like I said, the best game of the day, nobody will probably see. Cleveland plays Houston at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The two best pitchers in the American League toe the rubber against each other. Then at 4:15, Milwaukee plays Colorado again. At 7:30, the Crankies play the Red Sox. And then at 9:30, you got the game that nobody wants to watch again, Atlanta and L.A., and Kershaw goes to keep his stellar record in the playoffs alive. Last year was an abomination. He won a couple of games in the playoffs. So this year, you can expect him not to. And it just goes to show you that yesterday was the day that the Dodgers opened their series, and Kershaw didn't pitch.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's baseball.
It's, you know, you got to line up and play. Eh. Anything crazy can happen, but when you change pitchers in inning like you change your socks, chances are one of them's going to fall apart. I don't go for it. I mean, if you look at last night's Dodger game, the only thing you can say about it was that their starter was getting guys out, and they let him go. They let him pitch seven innings.
Al Leiter has always said what you've said. He said that the more times you put pitchers in, the more chance one of them's going to explode.
Yeah, you don't have to be Einstein to figure that one out. And even when they let Ryu go seven innings last night, they still needed three guys to get the next two innings done.
Yeah,
they brought one guy in to finish the game. He threw two pitches. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. And with the Dodgers yesterday, they brought in the one reliever. He went through one inning, two strikeouts, no hits, very clean inning, brought in someone to pitch the ninth, gave up two hits. They had to take him out. I mean, it's ridiculous. And why would you take him out? You're winning 6-0.
Yeah.
6-0, and you got two outs in the ninth. He can give up four runs before you start after worrying about changing your depends.
You could put Patance in there.
you could put Sonny Gray in there. You don't have to worry about
it. That's right. All right. We both won in the NFL last night in a 38-24 romp for the Patriots.
It wasn't that much of a romp.
I know.
They got out early, and at one point it was 24-17. Then the Patriots scored a touchdown, and then they got an interception, and that's how you got to the 38. But with about I'd say about 10 minutes left in the game. It was 24-17. So the Colts came back on them, but then I guess they put the ignition back on and so long, Colts.
Okay, so now we got to do our picks for the weekend, all right?
You're going to hear some weird teams come out of my mouth.
I think it's going to be the same
thing. Kitty litter went all over the floor this morning.
I think it's going to be the same with me. All right. So are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. I am, and I'm going to take Denver over the Jets. I'm going to take, what am I going to take here? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to take, I really don't know. Huh. Who did I just pick there?
Denver.
Denver over the Colts?
Denver over the Jets.
Over the Jets. So I guess I'll take Tennessee over Buffalo. And I'll take Cincinnati. No, in my upset special, I'll take Cleveland over Baltimore.
Wow, you're nuts.
I know.
I did take Denver.
Yeah.
I took Denver just like you did. I took Green Bay over Detroit, and I took Carolina over the Giants.
Green Bay over Detroit was a game I was looking at, but I don't know. I
think the Giants' season ends this weekend?
No.
You think they're going to win?
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to win this weekend. Yeah, I do.
Man, you must be smoking peyote up there in the morning.
Oh, actually, I had to clean the kitty litter boxes this morning, and that's enough.
Fumes got to you, huh?
That's enough to do it. All right,
you got to put a little handkerchief over your nose. The fumes do get to you.
All right, and because I have three cats, I've got three litter boxes. So
there you go.
So it's a lot. So that maybe that's probably what's happening to me this morning. All right, now you said we have a lot of racing this weekend.
Yep, but I'm not going to give any races today for Keeneland. I'm going to just do tomorrow's because I don't know if people have access to bet today or what. So tomorrow, the seventh race, is the Thoroughbred Club of America Grade 2. $250,000 going for 6 furlongs tomorrow. This race goes off at about 4 o'clock. Nice big fields at Keeneland. That's why you get prices sometimes. The three-horse Miss Sunset will most likely be the favorite in this race. This horse won a stakes last fall at Keeneland, ran second in a stakes this spring at Keeneland, brings Mike Smith with him. The Kiss of Death will be riding number 3, and that horse won't win the race. The eight-horse Curlin's Approval is probably going to get some play here, but this horse, in my opinion, is strictly a Gulfstream horse. Every time this horse runs outside of Gulfstream, the horse gets embarrassed. So I'm not touching this one. My top pick is the 9, Shalom, trained by Armand Delacour. This horse is getting a very positive jockey change from Paco Lopez to Castellano. This horse lost by a half to Miss Sunset in that stake last fall, and I was there for that one. And Lopez rides to lose at Keeneland. He doesn't ride to win. He's always looking over his shoulder. This horse is in tremendous form, gets a great setup, working out bullets. Top pick in the 7th race tomorrow at Keeneland is the 9, Shalom. The 8th race is the First Lady, a grade 1, 1 mile on the turf for $400,000. Another nice race with this has another 10 horses in it. A couple horses I'm looking at here. One's a long shot on the rail, Insta Irma. This horse is 20-1 morning line. Tyler Gaffleone comes to ride the horse. This horse has been very competitive out west. Early in the meet, a lot of horses from California come to Keeneland and run pretty good. This is a horse that I'm going to use in my exacta. This horse is coming off a win at Kentucky Downs at 6-1. I think the 20-1 morning line is just very, very inflated here. Another horse I'm going to use underneath is the 7 horse, Donna Bruja. This horse is 0-2 at Keeneland. But this horse ran in some big races at Keeneland in the First Lady last year, ran 4th, and got a really bad trip that day. Hawks Moore is a horse that was in the race, and that horse has been running really good in New York. I'm going to use Donna Bruja in my exacta as well. But my top pick is going to be the 10 horse, Off Limits. This horse is 7-21 lifetime with five wins out of 10 at the distance. If you do your homework on this horse and you look at this horse's 2-turn races at a mile, this horse is undefeated. Only time this horse lost at a mile was the first time out at Saratoga, and this horse got some bad trip on that. Since then, this horse has been tearing it up at a mile. Gets Leperu, who was riding real good at Churchill, got off the Saratoga hangover. 6-1 morning line for Chad Brown and Leperu. Off limits, won't be off limits. I'm going to bet this horse pretty good tomorrow in the 8th race. So the 10 off limits with the 7 Donna Bruja and the 1 horse is going to round out my exactas. Brings us to the 9th race, which is the Breeders' Futurity, a grade 1. 14 horses line up in this race. Two horses that I like in this race. One is the 5-horse Dreammaker. This horse is coming off of a not so good of a ride up at Saratoga with Leperu. He was, like I said, he was riding bad up there. Mark Case was like ice up at Saratoga. This horse came back to Kentucky and is working out really, really well. This horse won at Churchill back in June. Expect this horse to rebound nicely tomorrow in the Breeders' Futurity. This horse is bred to go the two turns, but tap it on top and Monarchos on the bottom. So don't be afraid to bet this horse. Another horse I like, which will be my top pick, is the all the way on the outside, the 14 Standard Deviation. Won and off the turf race, only race up at Saratoga in his life. But this horse is bred royally with Curlin being the sire out of an AP Indy mare. The longer they go, the better this horse will run. So we're going to go for the Woolworths Exacta in the Breeders' Futurity, the 5. Not the Woolworths, 5-14, 14-5 in the Futurity with the 14 being my top pick. And then the 10th race of the day is the Grade 1 Shadwell Mile. This race is for $1 million, folks, and there's only 14 horses that are lining up for it. So nobody's afraid of anybody at Keeneland. They come to run. Horse I'm looking at in here, there's a lot of speed in this race. Voodoo Song is going to get bet. This horse ran decently up at Saratoga. Heart to Heart's another horse ran decently up at Saratoga. These horses are definitely going to set a pace for the horses in this race. And the horses I'm going to come out of there with, one is the 6-horse, Synchrony. Gets a major jockey change. Joe Bravo's off. Corey Lannery's on. Lannery's another rider out in Kentucky that rides well at Keeneland. This horse shows up every race with a late kick. And with the speed, I think this horse is going to just be flying at the end at the mile distance. Another horse that should be flying is the 2-horse, the Visadario. This horse ran in the Woodbine Mile. Kind of like Rand Miller to pack, never really accelerated, never really had an open chance to do so. This horse ran in this race last year and ran a quick closing fourth at 4-1. Tomorrow morning line's 15-1. I don't understand it. 15-1 I'm going to take. Synchrony is 8-1. And another horse they're going to use is the 13, Big Score. This is one of those horses coming from California. 1-for-1 at Churchill, at Keeneland, won the Transylvania in the spring last year. So this horse has won over the course, and the horse is 30-1. So we're going to go with the 6 Synchrony, the 2 Divisadario, and the 13 Big Score. And if that exacta comes out in any combination, it definitely will be a big score. So big races today, tomorrow, and Sunday at Keeneland. If you get a chance to watch or wager, please do so, because you're going to have an opportunity to make a lot more money than you do betting those favorites at Belmont Park.